99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
We'll get to a little bit of sports here real quick. And if you couldn't stay up late watching the Monday night football edition of college football with UofL and Ole Miss there in Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta. Oh, you didn't miss much.
It didn't go well, right?
Well, we'll say that Ole Miss jumped to a 26-0 lead at halftime.
Oh, dang.
And
oh, wow.
Didn't really look back.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, UofL ended up losing 43-24, so we did get some points on the board, but man, it was...
Ouch.
It was ouch. Yeah. So hopefully the rest of the season will go a little bit better than Monday night. And, you know, hey, we're starting there. So all we have is up to go, right?
There you go. Started at the bottom. Now we're here. Kind of still at the bottom.
We're moving in a northward direction.
Yes.
Hoping to move in a northward direction. So
there's opportunity.
Yes, yes, indeed, there is opportunity. So, yeah, 43-24 last night, Louisville losing to Ole Miss there in Atlanta, where, yeah, all right, well, you know, welcome back to reality, and we will gear up and get ready for game two. So, college football after this past weekend of sports and all that fun stuff. Yeah, it was UK. They looked pretty good, I want to say. But I feel like even talking about it, the game was like 3 days ago. It was like it's old news. So
I know.
I don't know. So just getting our you know, ducks in a row here this morning as some of you are headed back to work for the first time in after a 3-day weekend. So that's nice. Welcome back to it on Tuesday here on 99.7 DJ. Actually got a phone tap for you. Brand new here this morning, plus group therapy and all sorts of stuff to get to here today on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So every parent has been there, right? You drop your kid off at school, something's kind of not right. Maybe mm-hmm. It was kind of a tough morning.
Sure.
They didn't sleep well. Something's going on at home causing stress. So fourth grade teacher Rachel Harder came up with a way to know how to handle your kids better on these mornings with this message.
Okay.
She teaches in Kansas, handed out a message to the parents this year, and now it's been kind of being shared on social media by educators all over the country. It's a handle with care message.
Okay.
She said, they can just let me know it was a hard morning. I don't need to know the details, but parents like that, they know that I'm keeping an extra eye on them.
Okay.
And she said, I usually text back, let them know how the morning's going. And she said, you know, a lot of teachers do this without needing a text from parents. We know the kids need some time and a little space and love just by the way they walk in the room. But a little heads up from parents is wonderful if we can get that.
All right.
And there's an example of it. We'll tweet it out. It's kind of a great idea. And honestly, I think a lot of us adults could use that too.
I mean, there'd probably be one just about every day where it's like, hey
right.
You know what? Drank a little too much last night. Didn't get enough sleep. Handle with care.
Just pin that to your shirt. Like, I got a handle with care tag on today.
Handle with care. Yeah, that's right. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, National Beer Lovers Day. I know, Kelly, this isn't a day that you're going to celebrate. You're not really a beer lover.
No, if they have, like, you know, fruity seltzery drink day or Arbor Mist, I'll participate.
Like White Claw Day, then you'd be like, all right.
I'd be down with that, sure. Or Mike's Hard Lemonade.
National Mike's Hard Lemonade Day.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there was a Google Trends. They were looking to find the most trashy beer in all 50 states. Instead of like,
oh, wow.
You know, the craft beer, the, you know, the IPA, the hipster beer, or you know, the craftsmanship and oh, these are great beers to have on National Beer Day. It was like, let's look at the trashy beer. So the most popular bad beers, according to Google Trends, in the state of Kentucky, Michelob Ultra. In the state of Indiana, Tennessee also gets that, Michelob Ultra. In the state of Indiana, it looks like there is a tie between Keystone. Keystone is it's pretty dumb there. Yeah. All right. Keystone Budweiser in Yuengling, which I think Yuengling's all right. I don't think it's necessary. I wouldn't call it a trash beer. I wouldn't really call Budweiser a trash beer either. But Keystone, I would.
Okay. I got to take your word for it. Because I just, again, not a beer drinker.
Right. No, I get it. And so however you decide to celebrate National Beer Lovers Day, you know, whether you indulge in a craft beer or a trash beer, or you just say, you know what, I'm going to let you beer drinkers go ahead and do that and celebrate on your own. I'm going to be over here with my Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Then, that's right.
You know what?
Then I'll be happy.
It's all right. Right. Exactly. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see any movies over the weekend, Kelly?
We watched a lot of old movies, like The Kids, saw Ghostbusters, the original, for the first time.
Okay.
And then we just kind of went down a wormhole, like Alexander and the No Good, Very Bad, Terrible, Horrible, Very Bad Day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that took us to another Jennifer Garner movie, The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Like, we just went down this wormhole, like, all day on Sunday, just binging family movies.
Like family classic movies?
Yes, but I didn't see any new ones.
Yeah, Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, that was the number one movie over the weekend at the box office. So the Labor Day weekend gave it the second highest opening of 2021, so that's pretty good. That's a Marvel movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I talked to someone who had seen it, and they loved it, and they thought it was awesome. I have no idea where it falls in the Marvel verse or anything like that. So,
what about my boyfriend's movie Free Guy?
That was third. It was still up there. It came in third behind Candyman, and then of course Shang-Chi. And then Paw Patrol and Jungle Cruise were rounding out the top five of, you know, new movies that are out and in theaters and all that stuff. So I don't know. When is that live action Cinderella supposed to be in theaters? Is that coming out like this weekend?
Are you talking about Camila Cabello?
Yeah. Or is that
it's
already
on
out?
Prime right now?
Oh, it's on Prime. Okay. Yes. I was going to say, I feel like I'd seen a lot of noise about that. So we're not going to get like stats on that and till Amazon wants to give it to us. So anyways, so that's out in theaters as well. Hey, coming up
in Amazon Prime.
Right.
I don't think it's in theaters.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up next, you know, when you steal 730 of anything, you can expect to probably at least speak to authorities, you know?
Yeah, typically someone who is supposed to have 730 of whatever you stole is probably going to tell someone that it's missing.
Yeah. And so what these items are is kind of where we turn to with our Setting the Bar story, where, again, these are all examples of what not to do, okay? Setting the Bar story is what, Kelly?
Don't do that, pretty much.
So for those of you who, you know, take your clothes to a laundromat or, you know, public washing and drying place, you can understand where, you know, if you leave your clothes and you come back and you're like, man, I'm missing some stuff. And or you see your pile of wet clothes just on top of the dryer because someone like took it out and put theirs in, and it can be frustrating. Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over 730 pieces of underwear from various laundromats, you're doing okay.
Gosh. Okay, so specific to underwear. This is not just a random laundry thief. This is, okay, it's an underwear thief.
Yeah, Tetsuo, he was arrested. Oh, yeah, sorry, spoiler alert. He did get arrested.
Okay, that's good. They found him.
So police found a huge stash of underwear in his apartment. Now, I have no idea whether he's snagging this underwear on its way into the wash or on its way out of the wash, but he had been going around Japan and stealing from various laundromats. And so the extent of his obsession was clear when police released an image showing the entirety of the 730 piece collection in his home. Like, he kept it in his house. And I mean, like, what he did with it, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm guessing they're not like men's underwear.
Nope. All women.
Okay.
And,
all right. And yeah, so, you all know, right. They're all right.
Yeah. And look, there was a college student that was just spotted this dude stealing six pairs of her underwear at a laundromat.
Oh, wow.
And was like,
those don't fit you.
Yeah, those aren't yours, and that's not your laundry. And so she contacted the police, and the police then, you know, tracked him down, and then he finally admitted to taking the underwear, and the police were like, we haven't confiscated such a large number in years. So,
yeah, okay. Well, you know what? People collect all kinds of things, but maybe we don't collect other people's things, other people's under things, maybe.
I mean, unless you ask them and they willingly give them to you, let's not
sure.
steal them. Right.
Yes, ask first. Hey, do you really need those?
Right, exactly. Like he could let his freak flag fly in a way that's not going to get him busted by police.
Right, exactly.
You know, he could
just say, hey, you seem to have a lot of those.
Right.
Would you spare a pair?
Would you mind if I had one? And
yes.
More than likely, they're going to say no. I mean,
absolutely.
And I understand why you have to maybe go the stealing route, but we're saying don't do that.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's better to ask. You may be turned down.
It is better
you
to
probably
ask.
Won't be successful in collecting your things, right. But you can still just ask first. Sure. Ask first.
All right. So setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over 730 pieces of underwear, you're doing okay.
Wow. That's really gross.
Yeah. That's setting the bar. 99.7.
They were clean.
Yeah. DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And we have once again the 99.7 DJX Pink Prom going down October 1st. It's going to be here before you know it. Melwood Arts Center, 8 o'clock. Always a fun time and just a great evening of partying and letting your hair down and just reliving a better prom than your prom was, maybe. Because I think we all had a prom that was built up in our mind to be something that it didn't turn out to be, you know?
The theme was Under the Sea, and we had amazing pictures of a kind of there's a bunch of shells involved. I think there is some coral, and yeah, that was the only theme I remember, though. I know I went to a couple. But that's the main theme that stuck out.
Yeah, I don't remember my theme to my prom so much as I remember dancing with an ex-girlfriend when I took another date. And that is
not typically a good move.
Well,
on prom night.
Yeah, I mean, 17-year-old Ben didn't know that. So, I mean, I know that now, but 17-year-old Ben was clueless. So, there you go. But, yeah, Pink Prom coming out October 1st. So, if you want to get tickets, 100% of the ticket sales go to Norton Cancer Institute. So, that's pretty cool. WDJX.com. Click events. Coming up next, what feel good are you working on for us?
There is a plumber who has a shot at another career based on just kind of singing on the job. This is really funny.
All right.
And kind of amazing.
All right. 99.7 DJ Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, beautiful day, 87, sunshine. Get out, enjoy that. All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to the UK for this one. 49-year-old Kev Crane is a star of our story. Spent 6 weeks installing a new suite at the home of Paul Connolly.
Okay.
Completely unaware that his client was the owner of a record label.
Oh.
So Kev would kind of spend his working days singing along to his favorite tunes on the radio.
I'm walking down the street.
That's him.
And I'm gazing at my feet.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He loved David Bowie, Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, Paul, was so impressed with his tones, he kind of gave him a deal, and now he's making his own album.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? He said, I started telling him I love music, used to be in a band, had written an album. It's kind of more of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
He actually auditioned for some popular UK TV shows, Fame Academy and Stars in Their Eyes in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Didn't go anywhere, decided to kind of give it up, and now he's been, like, you know, working on bathrooms, fitting bathrooms. He said, I was shocked when he wanted to hear the album. I sent it to him on Friday. Thought, if I don't hear from him over the weekend, I can just go back to work for him on Monday and just carry on fitting out his bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
Well, he really liked the album, signed him to the label, and now he's on New Reality Records, which has artists from Brazil, New York, and Britain.
Oh, wow. We can play our games. Okay. Go, Kev.
Yes.
So he got a record label. Or a record deal just
yep.
For singing on the job?
Yeah, singing in the bathroom.
Dang. See, listen,
pretty all darn right. good acoustics in there. So just, you know, singing on the job and the client hears it and like, hey, you're pretty good.
Wow.
And there you go. There what you go. He's on a new path now. How
love
cool
it.
Is that?
I love it. All right.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX. On DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So, listen. I understand when you are trying something new and you're, you know, you got a lot of questions because you're trying something new. Well, the last person you want to hear on the other end of the phone is Robert Hassenpepper. Okay.
But it's also a gift when you think about it.
It really is. So when Stacy hears from Robert Hassenpepper.
No, I'm sorry, but do you really have to talk like that?
Yeah, well, Stacy, I do. I do have to talk like that because Robert Hassenpepper is a fake person. And if I said my real voice, then you'd probably guess who it was right away.
Maybe. I think people are kind of on to you after all these years.
I guess so. Santa, congrats to Cardi B and Offset. Parents for the second time with a baby boy that was birthed into the world just yesterday. So congrats to them.
Yeah, this is her second, his fifth.
I have audio from the delivery room.
I don't think you do. I question the validity of this.
She was pushing. It was a very magical moment.
Yeah!
Yeah, I get it.
I doubt that happened in the moment.
Well, I've never been through childbirth myself, so I don't know. I've witnessed it, but so I can understand that, yeah, you can probably make some noises during childbirth like Cardi B. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Cardi's known for noises.
Yeah. So I would imagine the delivery room was very, very special there.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this from Lisa. She said, my friend Stacy used to be a chef, but last year she decided to buy a food truck instead.
All right.
She's been traveling around the country to different festivals and events. She recently applied to her first Renaissance Festival, and I thought you guys could come up with a fun phone tap around that in honor of her birthday this week.
Okay, so yeah, Robert Hassenpepper has to call Stacy just to like confirm some things, but you know, you can't speak when you're in a Renaissance fair like a normal person, right?
Oh no, you got to be in character.
Yeah, I have to be in character. So, Stacy, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Might this be the fair maiden, Stacy?
Yes, this is Stacy. What's going on?
Hello, Stacy. It's Sir Robert Hassenpepper of the Renaissance Festival. We hath received your noble application via electronic mail to be a vendor of foodstuffs, and it hath been approved by the Queen. Huzzah!
Okay, that's great. I guess, thank you.
Ah, but thank you, maiden, for agreeing to feed our hungry masses with your magical ambrosia.
No, I'm sorry, but do you really have to talk like that?
Why, whatever doth thou mean? I speaketh in the tongue of the Renaissance Fair.
Look, I just have a couple questions, okay? And it might be easier if we could just talk normally for a second.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry they make us talk like this around here, even though nobody really likes it, especially when my supervisors are... Oh, gosh, here he comes now. Hang on a second. What are thy queries for me, my lady?
Well, first, I just wanted to confirm that there will be internet access, right? You know, so we can take credit cards.
Internet? What sorcery is this of which you speak?
You know, the internet. Will there be Wi-Fi on the ground?
Ah, yes, the wizard's magic web will encompass the whole of the fair and can be accessed for just 100 shillings per day.
And how much is 100 shillings?
About $5.
Okay. And the registration fee includes a 2x2 inch ad in the program, right? I mean, I could just email that to you, right?
Yes, my lady, you may forward that via electronic mail, and you will receive a mention on our facing book page as well. Okay. Now, good mistress, as for the placement of your vehicle, you will be in most excellent spot on the Renaissance Festival grounds, right between the giant turkey legs and the popping corn stand.
Okay, great. Is there anything else I should know?
Well, the fair maiden shall be made aware that all must adopt the speech and the dress of the kingdom when attending the Queen's Fair. Oh, costume yeah. ideas may be foundeth on our website.
Costumes? You know, it's kind of hot and cramped in the truck as it is already.
Ah, but the spirit of the fair lies in the whimsy and wonder of everyone joining together and embracing the fashions of the Renaissance period. So, I would assume that you would dress like a wench of the times, showing plenty of cleavage, ah.
Wait a minute. You know what? I am not going to dress like a wench just to have a booth at your crazy festival.
Ah, perhaps thou could turn on her radio box and behold herself being phone-tapped by her favorite morning show, Ben and Kelly.
What radio?
I can't take this anymore. Hey, it's Ben Davis here with 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Stacy. Your friend Lisa set you up for your birthday, and she wanted us to give you a little advanced taste of the Renaissance Fair experience. So, enjoy.
If that's what I have to look forward to, maybe I just
changed
my mind.
No, but Stacy, you want to try the turkey legs in your fair maiden costume.
Really? With the ample cleavage? Seriously?
I mean, come on.
I've seen them at Party City.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
That's right. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, gonna throw out a question, and I have a reason for it, okay?
Okay.
When were you caught naked?
Oh, God. Listen, when you say you have a reason, does it mean that you were caught naked recently? That's typically what that means. I'm asking because of history.
Yesterday, yes.
So wait, this whole thing is just to make you feel better about you being caught naked, well, right?
And I don't mean like catching someone cheating or anything like that.
No.
Like you didn't know anybody was around.
This is accidental nudity.
Sure, exactly. Anyways, a little bit more on that coming up on 99.7 DJX. I asked this because, I mean, and I'm not like talking about being caught cheating. Like, I caught him cheating, he was naked and blah, blah, blah. No.
No, this is accidental nudity.
Sure. Like over the weekend, my wife and I stayed at a hotel, right? So we're packing up, getting ready to leave, and I jump in the shower. Door to the bathroom is open because it's just my wife and I, right?
Uh-huh.
She's in the other area getting ready. As I'm getting out of the shower, housekeeping opens the door to the hotel room.
Gosh.
And the bathroom and the bathroom door being open is in direct line with the front door to the hotel room. So the housekeeper opens the door and like says housekeeping, looks over as I'm grabbing a towel quickly to put over myself.
Oh my gosh. What was the look on their face?
Well, we make eye contact and she goes, oh, sorry. And I was like, whoa. I said, whoa.
Wait a second. Don't they typically knock and then say housekeeping, but they just walked in and said housekeeping?
Apparently there was a knock, but we
didn't hear it.
We didn't hear it. And so okay. She apologized, shuts the door. And thankfully, when we checked out, we didn't run into this same housekeeper on the way out. But yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So it was like, and I guess, you know, my wife and I were talking about it, we're like, well, why in the world would she have done that? And it was like, okay, well, it was 11:05. Probably checkout was at 11 o'clock. We didn't order at a late checkout. So we were a couple minutes after when late checkout
you
would
were
have been.
Still naked at 11:05 and that's when checkout was?
Well, I was getting out of the shower.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't normally shower with clothes on.
Well, no, but that is typically, don't you, like when you know 11 o'clock is checkout, you're not hopping in the shower at 11.
Well, I didn't know exactly when checkout was, but
okay.
Apparently it was 11, and yep. So at 11:05, housekeeping tries to...
They were Johnny on the spot. They got new people to get in there.
I know. They're like, we got to turn this over and get mm-hmm. this ready to go for the next people, and then whoop, I am, just right there. So
I guarantee you, though, you were probably the subject of a little gossip in there down in the laundry room, maybe?
Oh my gosh. Well, either that or the housekeeper was like, you know what? Here's my resignation. I don't get paid enough for this. Like, you know, and I had to like sit there and think, and I was talking to my wife about it, like the things that they must see.
Oh, sure.
On a weekly basis,
yeah.
Must be outrageous. Like whether or not you have cleaned hotels, or maybe you're a housekeeper and you've cleaned houses, and like what you've come across in your line of work has got to be things that you could probably write a book about.
Like confessions of a hotel housekeeper.
I know, right?
Yes, I'd read that. Man, I'd watch the movie, all of it.
I mean, so yeah, it was one of those awkward, like, she glanced at me, I glanced at her. I noticed that her eyes and my eyes didn't end up ever straying. Her eyes were locked on mine, and mine were locked on hers.
But did they have to come up? Did they have to come up to meet your eyes?
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe. Oh, gosh. I think I grabbed the towel in time. I think
okay.
I did.
Okay. All right.
Because it was
but
like,
hey, did you get charged, though, for a late checkout?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, you better check your bill, sir. All that right. Could be a little double whammy there.
All right. So, anyways, if you've got a funny, I got caught naked story. I'd love to hear those. Just talking about housekeeper at a hotel I was staying at over the weekend, catching me naked as I was getting out of the shower.
But see, listen, you decided to hop in the shower at 11 when checkout is at 11.
Well, I know that now.
How did you not know that?
So, anyways, asking...
Pretty typical.
Do you have any accidental naked moments, or maybe you're a housekeeper and have seen some stuff? Invite you to call in at 502-571-9970. Shannon says, I was in my room showering and didn't know my husband left the window open. Neighbor's kids playing. They saw me. I immediately freaked out. The boy waved. He's 8. Man, I'm telling you, when you are like an 8-year-old boy and you see that, either you're scarred or you're just like, whoa.
It's educational.
It is. Yeah. You're like, whoa.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Mallory, so you have almost a housekeeper confession.
So when I was in college, I used to help a family friend who had a housekeeping business.
Uh-huh.
And we cleaned for a gentleman who was very wealthy. He was in his probably mid to late 50s, single man, and we would clean his house on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays, we would take down the pictures of his weekend girlfriend and put up the pictures of his weekday girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And on Fridays, we would take down the pictures of his weekday girlfriend and put up the pictures of his weekend girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Mallory, that is wild.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, we found all kinds of stuff there.
Uh-huh. I could imagine. Wow. Thank you, Mallory.
Oh, I bet. Anthony just sent in a really good story. He said, when I was 20, I once went camping with my cousin on a friend's private property.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the valley in the middle of nowhere. No one was there except us. We went canoeing, jumped off swinging ropes one day, got back to our camp area. I'm headed over to line dry my swim trunks. Since no one was around, took off my trunks to hang them up as my clothes were 40 yards away in my tent.
Okay.
As I'm hanging my trunks, a family friend and their kids were driving down a gravel road that led right to us. We had no idea anyone else was coming to the property to hang out. I sprinted 40 yards naked to my tent to get my clothes. Yeah, it was a little too late as they saw me sprinting. Had some good teasing moments that day with me.
Oh, that is fun.
I got a really vivid, I don't know what Anthony looks like, but I got a really good vision of
naked
a guy
cheeks running.
Naked,
yeah,
running.
Yeah, naked cheeks. Naked cheeks are running. Bethany, you worked at a hotel here in town.
You used to work the front desk. years ago and had a guest come up to me and was like, I just checked them in maybe 5 minutes ago. They're like, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you know, what's the problem? They're like, I just got into my room, and when I shut the bathroom door, there was poop smeared all over the back of the bathroom door.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm sorry, come again? They're like, yes, poop. So, I guess when our housekeepers went in, they didn't think to, when they cleaned the bathroom, to actually shut the door. I don't know, but never in my life.
How does that even happen?
I just want to know who made that happen and why.
Yeah, valid, Bethany. So many questions.
How did they miss that when they were cleaning?
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm so confused. I have questions.
Yeah. So yeah, from nudity to confessions from a housekeeper. Yeah, this is where the show has kind of gone here as of late on 99.7 DJX. A lot of people are texting in 502-571-9970 asking about the Fitness Fridays, and we've been getting people in to win fitness bikes and Garmin watches and all sorts of fun stuff with Fitness Market in Campbellsville, University of Louisville. We will have a winner today before 10 o'clock, all right? So
that's good news. People are saying, listen, you can't be dangling such a really cool, awesome prize and not deliver.
Oh, no, we have it. It's waiting for you there at Fitness Market to pick up. So we'll announce a winner coming up here before 10 here on 99.7 DJX. And we'll make sure if you're not listening, we'll post it up. We'll try to call the winner and all that stuff. So that'll be fun. And before 10 here on DJX.
I have to ask, are you a little salty because you just had a birthday? And wouldn't that be nice? Like, hey, do you have like a little one for them, one for me kind of situation?
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't have a, hey, here's one for the listeners and here's one for me sort of
that
thing.
That is really oversight.
Yeah.
When you think about it in the promotions department, I mean, they should really start thinking about switching up the deals a little bit.
Yeah, letting the staff have some cracks at some of this stuff, right?
I mean, it would be helpful.
Right.
Because don't get to win.
No, not at all. So yeah, that'll happen before 10 here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's group therapy. And, you know, sometimes you are curious about how you should proceed with a situation you found yourself in, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you need some advice. Like, is this one of those situations you just kind of like let it go, whatever.
Right.
It was, you know, you don't like it.
Right.
But whatever. Or do you actually do something about it? And what do you say?
Yeah. So we're going to get Beth on the phone.
I was livid. I mean, I'm like, so who else knows about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hear what she has to say coming up next in your group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, if someone's never heard group therapy, what is this?
Well, this is a situation where you can come here, tell us about your issue, mm-hmm. something you're struggling with that maybe you can't necessarily talk to your friends about, or maybe they're confusing you even more, and you need some unbiased opinions as to what to do.
Okay, so we're going to call you Beth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for allowing us to call you back on this. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah. Okay. So I need to know how to proceed with this. So here's the deal. I work for a corporate office here in town, mm-hmm. with a big company. And over the weekend, I went out for drinks with some friends and some colleagues from work.
Gotcha.
So this one guy who I know but not that well, he shows up and he's got scrubs on. And, like, I see him in those scrubs, and I'm like, whoa, that is so cool. How does he have time to work for a hospital?
Oh, okay. So you guys are not in, like, healthcare or anything like that?
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. No, we're not. I mean, and I was blown away that this guy could even have the time to do this.
Right.
So, I mean, I was super curious. I had a million questions for the guy. So, like, I'm thinking, he's a frontline worker part-time? That's crazy.
Right.
So I go, yeah. So I go up to him, and I'm like, man, what you're doing is so cool. It's so awesome you're helping out. And I bought him a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanks me, and then he got distracted by another coworker.
Okay.
So, like, all night, I'm just, like, dying to know what the deal is. So I ask a friend of mine that we both work with, I'm like, what is his story, and why is he wearing scrubs?
Sure. So what'd she say?
This is going to kill you. She rolls her eyes and says, oh, he wears scrubs when he goes out to get free drinks.
Shut up.
Yeah. I was livid. I mean, I'm like, so who else knows about this?
Right.
And my friend's like, oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. He's done it for ages.
Stop. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm dying because I'm like, my sister-in-law is in healthcare. She's a nurse.
Right.
She has been in hell the last 18 months. And here's this guy faking like he's a doctor or a nurse or something just to get a free drink.
Mm, man.
I'm thinking about it right now. It just makes my blood boil. So,
so what'd you do?
Well, I wanted to like totally tell him off, totally just get all over him, but I didn't because we still work together I kept my cool. And so now I'm like in this position. I feel like, what do I do? Because I know I should probably let it go, but this just enrages me because one, it's totally morally wrong. And I just can't stop thinking about it. I mean, like, what would you do if one of your coworkers was doing something that was morally wrong? Like, it's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, because, like, it's not, he's not doing anything, like, illegal, or this is a moral code that he's basically breaking.
Yeah. Like, it shows his integrity is totally crap, you know? It's
right.
just so
right.
upsetting.
Okay. All right. Well, gosh, that's a good one. Yeah, because part of me is like, it's not really your place to do anything. You know, it's like, we don't have to like everybody we work with, I guess. But I tell you what, we got a lot of people who are texting in right now and chiming in. So, you know, maybe they can help steer you in a way to, you know, either approach it with them or not. I mean, I guess my first reaction is, you know what? Hey, let him be a jerk and just don't associate with him. But yeah, if you hang out, we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'd love to hear what people say, and thanks so much. I love the show.
Oh, thank you, Beth. And Kelly, what's your take on all this?
Before I launch into Beth, I picked up something you said. You said we don't have to like everyone we work with. Are we good?
Oh, yeah. We're fine. No, I'm just saying. Like, in general. In general. No,
wait a second. Wait. Is he throwing daggers?
No.
What's happening?
No. Yeah, we don't have to like everybody we work with. No, we're fine. We're fine. That's funny.
Okay. Now on to Beth. So people have some comments. We put it up on Facebook just kind of like, send it out there a little early. Emily said, LOL, calm down, Karen. I'm an actual nurse. I find this funny.
Oh, okay. So maybe people aren't as livid about it as, quote, Beth was.
Well, yeah, there's quite a few that are just like, this is kind of clever. It's kind of funny. Rhonda's like, leave him alone. I'm sure he's not the only one. As much as it bothers you, why waste your time and energy when probably nothing is going to come out of it? Now, Cookie Binzer says, good God, I hope real nurses and other medical people are not going out drinking in their filthy scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Things happen.
All right.
Right?
Well,
and most people said, yeah, no, we don't. We go change first.
Okay. All right. Well, would love to know your thoughts on this and just that whole, you know, do you get yourself involved in someone's business when it's when you know what they're doing is morally wrong? I mean, that's kind of the question that Beth is
asking.
Yeah,
but then, like, you know, how high on the level of infractions
is
that? Like, is it high enough to, like, really say something
that
maybe could even
whatever.
Impact right. his job or something like that?
Yeah. All right. 502-571-9970. So, Beth, we spoke to her. She has a coworker who wears scrubs to drink because people buy him free drinks because they think he's a healthcare worker. Spoiler alert,
and she's
not.
Mad. She's real mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, and she bought him a drink. So maybe she's a little miffed that she, you know, spent $10 on him and then found out, oh, it was all just a lie to get free drinks. I think my biggest issue is that he didn't immediately say no, thank you, or just say no when she wanted to buy him a drink, you know?
Yeah, because absolutely. That's a lot of people on the text line were like Kim and Holly, they're like really upset about it. Megan said, my only issue with imposing as a healthcare worker is what if an emergency happens and someone expects him to help?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good point.
Yeah, like even someone is like choking and he's like, oh, I don't know.
Is someone going to help that guy?
I don't know what to do.
Aren't you a nurse or a doctor?
Right, for sure. April, now you're a healthcare professional.
So I'm totally in agreement. I work as an RN in like the ICU at Baptist, and I would be absolutely livid if I saw somebody trying to impersonate a healthcare healthcare worker when we have been through so much.
Right.
Like, I've seen so many different things, and it's probably, like, going to scar me for life, but I would never, like, do anything like that. But I don't think that I would, like, call them out, like, at work or do anything like that. I would probably wait until she saw him again doing it and then call him out right there. Be like, hey, like, that's not cool. Or be like, why are you wearing scrubs? Like, is this a costume party? Did I forget about that? Or did I not get that? So, you know, kind of like kill him with kindness a little bit. And then, you know, kind of put him in the spotlight, and then he'll get caught.
April, well, thank you for all you've done for us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love your guys' show. I listen to it every morning. I'm on my way to work.
You my gosh. Awesome. You're the one. Thank you, April.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
All right, see ya. Yeah, as much as I, and there are people that are like, call him out, like, part of me is just like, you know what, karma's gonna get this guy. He's not, like, you just need to bite your lip.
He'll sink his own ship.
Right, that's kind of what I'm thinking. He's not gonna be able to keep that up for too long, I don't think.
Yeah, Kim said the only reason I would say anything is if the fake medical friend starts dishing out medical advice.
Oof.
Would also be bad if he's going to sit there and actually fully get into character as a doctor and start diagnosing people or giving out medical advice. That's not good.
You know what? That may be a way to approach it.
Hey, I didn't know this was your side gig.
Right.
I have this
play
little
dumb
thing that I,
Right. Play and dumb the next time
her.
You guys are out drinking. Just be like, you know what? I am, I was wondering, I've got a little hitch in my leg and just like wonder, you know,
hitch in my leg.
I was wondering, do you know what I could do? And just like continue to barrage him with medical type questions until he like leans over and is like, hey, listen, I just do this for the free drinks. And then be like,
right. Hey. And then you can let him have it.
And be like, that is not cool. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're
I think that's a solid plan right there. Next time, maybe start asking for the medical advice. Let him sink, you know, walk down, dig his own hole, and then swoop in and say, what are you doing?
Yeah. So I guess I kind of switched what I was saying. I immediately was like, don't do anything. And now maybe we just try to trap him. but there's nothing
like a passive aggressive way.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't condone being passive aggressive, but maybe this is an opportunity to let it fly. And as far as like HR and getting his work involved, I don't even think you have to worry about that because it's not it's not a work issue. So
that's exactly.
So all right. Well, keep us posted and let us know how it all turns out.
If you strike, if you make a move.
Exactly. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, that's group therapy. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and Fitness Fridays. We've been getting you in to win with Campbellsville University of Louisville and Fitness Market for the past couple weeks. Some Garmin watches and a fitness bike. And we're going to announce the winner coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm going to try to get this person on the phone. So, you know, hopefully... it all works out. So,
What? With this is very exciting. We're just gifting someone with like our little prize comes with a little asterisk. Like, congratulations. You have to now commit to working out a lot.
I mean,
right?
I guess you could just, it could be a very valuable or expensive, a clothes dryer, a thing to hang your clothes on. Who knows?
Or you were just like, you know what? You're about to do a lot of work, but you're going to love it because this is cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. So anyways, we are going to announce the winner coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to that. Feel good. All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
So 49-year-old Kev Crane, we go to the UK for this one.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 6 weeks installing a new suite at the home of Paul Connolly.
Okay.
He was installing a new bathroom, working on that. And so Kev would kind of sing on the job along with the radio. He loved David Bowie. He loved Meatloaf. And, you know, bathrooms have some pretty decent acoustics.
Okay. I think I have some audio of that.
I'm walking down the street. And I'm gazing at my feet.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. So he used to be in a band. Actually, wrote an album. He did audition for a couple of popular UK TV shows, Fame Academy and Stars in Their Eyes in the early 2000s. Didn't really go anywhere. Kind of decided to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little did he know when he was working on this latest job that the place was owned by a guy named Paul who happens to run a record company.
Okay.
And so he liked what he heard. He's like, hey, can I hear the album that you wrote? He sent it to him, and he's like, listen, I sent him the album. If I don't hear from him over the weekend, I'll just go back to work for him on Monday, just carry on, you know, finishing out the bathrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
He did like the album. He signed Kev to his label, New Reality Records, which has artists from Brazil, New York, and Britain, and he's made his first album.
We can play our games. We're not the same.
Okay. Look at that.
So there you go. The plumber is now a rock star. How fun is that?
That is fun.
Yeah, we've tweeted out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
There's still a lot happening here on the show, including someone's getting a Kaiser M3i commercial indoor cycle with Fitness Fridays.
And an invitation to work out a lot.
Yep. We have a phone tap.
No, I'm sorry, but do you really have to talk like that?
Yeah, we really have to talk like that. Otherwise, you'd know it was me. all that's still to come here on 99. Kelly, if I say Troy Mick, what sort of imagery does that bring to your mind?
Troy Mick, that's senior prom.
Uh-huh.
We had a lovely time. He was my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
The day after prom, mm-hmm. he took Heather on our after prom trip instead of me.
Damn Heather. Did Troy and Heather ever make it?
No, they did not.
That's a shame.
Which makes me feel much better.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, Pink Prom is coming up, and I promise I won't utter the name Troy Mick here. Joey Wagner, good morning, man.
What's up, buddy? How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. So, Pink Prom, I love it. Ninth annual is back October 1st, and I know you've got the little goosebumps on your arms just even talking about it, because it's back, man. It's back.
Yeah, super excited, man. It's been, you know, had been in 2 years. So, you know, for us to be able to bring Pink Prom back and, you know, everybody's excited in the city about it. So super excited to bring prom back to Louisville, have you guys involved and just throw one big party on October 1st.
Yeah, I love that the ticket sales go to Norton Cancer Institute. That is something that you guys have been such a huge part in raising so many thousands of dollars over the years.
Yeah, that's been important, Jason and I. You know, obviously we wanted to have a charity event where we donate 100% of our ticket sales. And that's kind of unheard of in charity events in the city, because a lot of the money goes to pay for the budget. But we work really, really hard to try to go out there and get sponsors to help pay for the event.
Yeah.
So we can do that. So if you know that you buy your ticket for Pink Prom, 100% of that money is going to go to Norton Cancer Institute. And that's very important to us.
Yeah. And it's just a freaking good time. I mean, you get dressed up, you bring a date, you bring some friends, and you party, and you have the prom that you built up in your head that you were supposed to have back in high school that you never did.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's why Pink Prom's been so successful over the years, is that it's just something different. It's something outside the box. You can, you know, dress up with your friends and family. And if you want to bring out that old prom dress or old tuxedo, you can. But you don't have to do that. You know, you can still dress up and have fun and just go out for a fun night out and here's some great music. We've got two great DJs, K-Dog and Cox are two of the best DJs in the city that'll be DJing. And, you know, like I said, you know, everyone's been affected by breast cancer at some point in their life through a friend or family member. So to be able to do an event like this, it's just not your normal going out to a bar in Louisville. It's just something fun outside the box, and have a good night.
Yep, Joey, always love catching up with you and can't wait. October 1st, of course, tickets are available at thepinkprom.com or WDJX.com. Just click on events, and yeah, we'll see you October 1st.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. And what would happen if we saw on the invite a Troy Mick.
He doesn't live here. He's not coming.
What if?
We're good.
What if? What if, Kelly? Nope,
we're not inviting him.
I would
not
pay,
tracking him down. I don't know where
I would
he lives now. He's not on Facebook.
To come
it's fine.
To Pink Prom.
I'm moving on.
Just to see it. I know you've
I
moved on.
I have a date now.
I know. Everything's great for you now. I know.
He's not going to ditch me on an after prom trip. He's not.
I don't think
legally he shouldn't.
No, legally, I don't think he can. I think legally you're bound to do all that stuff. So, all right. Pink Prom, yeah. WDJX.com. All right. Coming up next, it's Setting the Bar story where we're headed to Taco Bell for this one. Or at
delicious.
Least, well, yeah, but it's not just to Taco Bell. It's after you've gotten your Taco Bell and you're on your way home. What not to do, okay? That's coming up. And be ready, because we could be calling you to let you know that you are the big winner of Fitness Fridays.
Listen, we have at least two people who are really excited, and they've been waiting for at least an hour and a half.
Okay,
they
well,
tested.
Gosh, don't want to let them down, for goodness sakes. But that's coming up here in just a few on 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar stories are always just kind of like don't do that stories. Remember the woman who was awarded like millions of dollars after burning herself on coffee after hitting up the McDonald's drive-thru?
Yes.
Yeah, because, and then now you see on the cups, you know, caution hot. So I don't think Taco Bell's going to have to worry about this being their fault. At least I don't think. So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally stabbing yourself when driving home from getting Taco Bell, you're doing okay.
OMG, what happened?
Now, listen, I'm bringing this up because the guy is going to be okay, all right? But
okay.
39-year-old out of Omaha wanted some fourth meal, right? Went to Taco Bell. It was about 2 in the morning. He had a lot going on. So he was driving home from getting his Taco Bell. He was eating. He was talking to a friend on the phone. He was also admiring a knife that someone had given him.
While driving?
Yeah. So it's not really sure if the same friend on the phone was the one who he had gotten the knife from. But at some point, there was a pothole in the road.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it jolted and it made him accidentally stab him in the right thigh with the knife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. None of that's good.
So he just kept on driving and drove right to the emergency room where...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't multitask so much while we're driving.
I know. I know. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough.
Is it that tough?
I mean...
To put down the knife?
Well...
And maybe, you know... And listen, Taco Bell's kind of messy. Not the best food to eat in the car either.
I was thinking maybe he ordered a quesadilla from Taco Bell and they didn't slice it all the way. And maybe he was taking his knife out and he was trying to do a little slicey-slicey on the quesadilla himself. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, never a good idea to have cutlery out while you're driving.
Right.
Especially if there's potholes.
You say cutlery, but this is like a big knife. So it's like more than a cutlery.
Okay.
So yeah, we say this to say, let's not do this, all right? So that's
right.
Just setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally stabbing yourself when you're driving home from getting the bell, then you're doing okay.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But luckily, he was able to kind of reroute himself
right
to the hospital.
Yeah, and he was able to get some care.
A little stitchy-stitchy.
Setting the bar. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, so Fitness Fridays, we've been getting you in to win for several weeks, right? And Fitness Market has that Kaiser M3i commercial indoor cycle. We've been giving you some Garmin watches. And we got to award that Kaiser M3i indoor cycle, right? So... I'm going to say congratulations to Jeanette Sterner, okay?
Wait a second. Why are you just, like, coming out with her name? Did you call her? Unable to get in touch with her? What's happening?
I'm going to play for you the first 60 seconds of our phone call, okay?
Okay.
Because I woke Jeanette up, and she was 100% clueless.
Okay, wait a second. Did someone else nominate her to get this?
Because
I started thinking about that. Like, what if somebody is winning this for someone else? And it's like, are they going to take that badly? Like, what's happening?
So when we choose a winner, we like click choose winner, right? And it tells you how many entries they've done. So she's played several times, you know? So...
So we're assuming she's the one that wants it.
All right. So anyways, congratulations to Jeanette. And here is her winning phone call.
Hello?
Hey, is Jeanette there?
Hello?
Is this Jeanette? Did I wake you up? Oh, hi. Hi. It's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I totally woke you up, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It now may not be a great time, but I just need to tell you something, and then I'll be done with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Jeanette, you know Fitness Fridays, right? We were getting people in to win a Kaiser M3i commercial indoor cycle along with some Garmin watches and stuff like that. Are you still with me, Jeanette? Jeanette, I got some news for you. You won the fitness bike.
Okay.
That's exciting, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was not, listen, she wasn't in the mindset at the moment. You're like, I gotta work. Be able to think about working out.
Hang on. You're wanting me to do what? You're wanting me.
You with the what and the what now and the where?
My favorite part. You win.
Okay.
I feel like that's probably the first time in history where someone just said, okay. When we give away a grand prize.
Yep. Congratulations. You win this indoor cycle worth thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Anyways, congratulations to Jeanette.
Oh, that's the best. I choose to think later when she wakes up, she's going to be super excited.
I'm sure.
I feel like she's going to be more of an afternoon or early evening workout person.
I'm sure.
She doesn't strike me as an up at dawn.
No.
Getting on the cycle to start the day.
No, she's probably not. No, she's probably not doing that. No.
That's all right.
No, she's probably not doing that. So.
She's going to love it, though.
Yeah.
She's going to be excited later.
I'm sure it's going to hit her later. So. So if you know Jeanette Sterner, just say, congratulations. Heard you on the radio. You sounded great.
Oh, shoot.
That's my favorite. She is, you know what? She might replace, she might be at the top of my favorites now that she'll replace the woman that we told her, you're going to go to Miami to the MTV VMAs. And she's like, well, I just wanted the Suntan City gift
card. I just wanted the qualifying prize. That was all. That was all. But yes. Congratulations again to Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who I completely woke up this morning with the news that she's winning Fitness Fridays with Campbellsville University Louisville Fitness Market, and of course 99.7 DJX. Let's hear that excitement again, Jeanette.
Okay.
That's so great.
That's the best.
All right.
That's the best.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. And we're done. We can't do anything after this.
Look,
that's great.
Look, and this just goes to show you, hey, we get winners, and
yes.
You know, if you're the winner, you're the winner. Like we're not trying to get someone else. It's if you're the winner, you're the winner. So,
absolutely. Anyways. And we're not, you know what? We don't get a second shot at giving people that kind of news.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that's good. Anyway,
that's hilarious.
So if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com.
I'm crying. She's going to be so happy.
I know.
I know it.
I literally had to ask her,
later.
Are you still with me? Are you there? Have you fallen asleep on the phone again? Anyways, congratulations again to Jeanette. And that'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.